We're so excited today to be able to offer our services to the Barrie area and South Simcoe.
Tell me about the services. What's going to happen within these walls?
What will happen is that we will work with families and children during the forensic interview process. So we work with police, hand in hand with police and child protection, and most importantly, the families, in ensuring their comfort during this difficult process.
The environment is key in all of this, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We want children to feel comfortable and to feel safe. And that's what we do here. This is a center for kids, about kids, and we remember that. That is in the forefront of our minds in everything we do.
And you're talking about a wide range of ages.
Absolutely, from very young children up to age 24.
Can you give us a notion as to the number of children and youth you've been involved with over the years?
What I can tell you is since 2014, we have conducted over 600 interviews at our Aurelia Center. And we expect that the demand will be even greater in the Barrie and South Simcoe area.
This just opens things up too, because I know talking to Val Gates of Barrie Police, they've been doing a lot of running up the highway to the center there, and now with this one open here, it's an opportunity to reach more people.
It is. It is about access to care. And small children, whatever we can do to reduce the burden, whether it is travel time, we don't want there to be any barriers around travel or access to this type of care. And this is why we're here.
How does one get involved? Is it through the police, through Children's Aid? Can somebody just come knocking on your door?
Children and families are referred through police, through child protection. Sometimes they do call us directly, but typically it is a referral from law enforcement or child protection agencies.
Congratulations on the opening. Much needed service.
Thank you very, very much. And I'd just like to say, express our gratitude to this community for the support and the community in the Aurelia area as well. It's been incredible. And we're so, so appreciative.